Don't live below your means. Financial experts advise people to live below their means and diversify. To many people, this sounds like smart advice. The problem with following this advice is that you wind up average because it is average advice. It is not bad advice, it's just average financial advice. Besides, who wants to live below their means? I knew I needed to focus if I wanted a higher standard of living, a standard of living like my classmates who lived across the bridge. I decided the best way to beat the A students, the rich kids, the teachers who labeled me average, was to become rich. I was not angry with them, I was just tired of being average. I realized I could become richer than most people because when it came to money, most people were following below-average financial strategies and advice. I built and rebuilt several businesses from 1974 to 1984. I was determined to become an entrepreneur. Just like a baby who stands and falls a number of times before learning to walk, I stood and fell a number of times before walking as an entrepreneur. From 1984 to 1994, I became an educational entrepreneur because I became interested in how people learn. Although I disliked school, I enjoyed learning. Also, I wanted to know why I always felt stupid in class. During those 10 years, Kim and I built an education company that taught entrepreneurship and investing from our offices in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Singapore, and the U.S. During this period of time, I did things differently, almost the opposite of the way traditional schools teach. Instead of creating an environment where only one or two students were smart, I created an environment where everyone could feel smart and learn. Instead of competing, the class cooperated. Instead of having students listen to me lecture, I created different games to teach specific subjects. Instead of being bored, adult students were actively challenged and participated. I went on to develop my educational board game Cashflow from what I learned as an entrepreneurial educator, the first game to teach both accounting and investing at the same time. As you may know, accounting can be the most boring subject on earth, and investing the most frightening. By combining the two subjects into one game, learning became challenging and fun. A person could play the game 1,000 times and still learn something new about accounting, investing, and themselves. The game was officially launched in 1996. As I learned more about the human mind and how we learn, I found out a number of things about our school system that were disturbing. I found out that our current system of teaching actually damages a child's brain. In other words, even an A student can be slowed up by the educational system. The more I studied and practiced different teaching techniques in my classes, the more I began to find the answers I was looking for, and I found why I had constantly been labeled stupid or, at best, average.